B-Pod Studios.
You know what? I mean, maybe it's not as obvious to them as obvious as all the takes are to Pat Egan. How about that?
Oh, that's a good segue.
You like that? Patrick, I believe you're standing by with all the takes. How are you, sir?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Pat.
All right, we'll get started here. Now, everybody here is a man, which means two things. We love football, everyone but Jamie, obviously.
Yeah, right.
And we have a certain appendage, all right? A tail in the front, if you will. Now, well, when you combine the two, apparently you get suspended, which I may learn if I don't choose my words carefully on this one.
Yeah, all right, good luck.
If you were watching the NFL Network this past weekend, you may have noticed somebody missing. It was insider Ian Rappaport.
Oh, yeah.
Rappaport put up a tweet explaining that he recently posted something without clearance from the NFL Network, and because of it, he was being suspended. He apologized, all that good stuff. Problem is, no one was really sure what he was talking about. Well, it turns out the heinous post that he did was an ad for Manscaped.
Okay.
Yeah, so Rappaport apparently posted about the lawnmower, which, as you know, is the perfect tool for your family jewel. But the key word there, Mark, is family.
Yeah.
You see, Rappaport was simply trying to feed his family. And the NFL Network said no.
All right.
Taking money out of his pocket, food out of his kids' mouths. So in solidarity, people are flocking to the NFL Network and using the lawnmower and leaving the grass clippings, if you will, at the front door.
No.
For Ian.
What?
For Rap Sheet.
That's actually happening.
For men. I may have taken some liberties with that.
Okay, all right, thank you.
He turned his head into a pretzel there for a second.
Hold on
a second.
Okay, now my first take on this was, and this is what I thought, when Ian Rappaport suspended, my first take was he leaked information about somebody's health, like somebody's COVID test, something like that.
And that's what everybody thought. Everybody thought it was about the Titans high school thing.
Yeah, right. I couldn't believe what was happening. And then I was like, well, why is he off if that's not the reason? And then it started to leak out there that the Manscaping ad was the reason he was no longer on the lawnmower.
It'll clip you every time.
I think that's stupid. I think Twitter should be owned by the people that actually own their account.
The individual,
The individual, exactly. And it's like, if you're going to do things outside of work, you got to keep that in mind. But if you have an opportunity to make a couple of bucks on the following that you built, you then make a couple of bucks.
Yeah, you read his post, his initial post, and you thought, oh my, what did he do?
Did he do hashtag ad or anything like that?
I don't know, because nobody actually saw the post.
That's a shame.
So I don't know if it's a situation where he told his bosses
they
or
did
what.
They did him dirty.
But yeah, I mean, they took food out of his kids' mouths. It's not cool. I mean, be better, Raj.
The rules need to be clear.
All right, the NHL draft was this last week, and with their fourth-round pick, the Flyers selected Zade Wisdom, who played with the Kingston Frontenacs.
Yes.
I know you guys are big Frontenacs fans.
Frontenacs, man.
Well, the Flyers signed Wisdom to an entry-level contract yesterday, and the reason I'm including this is because The Athletic did a really good piece on Wisdom that I just tweeted out from our Twitter account, at 975Mornings. It's just one of these feel-good stories because Wisdom was dealt kind of a tough hand. And had to kind of persevere through, single mom home with not a lot of money. And he's been able to make it in the NHL. Well, signing a contract, entry-level contract in the NHL. But he's able to make good on it. So if you get a chance, definitely check the piece out.
Wayne Simmons, I saw, putting some tweets out about Wisdom as well. And just saying that, you know, the Flyers got a steal, basically, that late in the draft.
Yeah, he was in Wisdom.
They were going to take him in the second round, apparently. Sorry, go ahead.
I didn't see that. That's good Wisdom knowledge. That's Wisdom on Wisdom.
There you go.
There you go.
But yeah, Wayne Simmons was a big part of his life, kind of mentoring him a little bit, and it's in the piece. So if you just head on over to our Twitter account, at 975Mornings, you can find it. We go from a feel-good story to a sad story. Unfortunately, we lost a legend yesterday as Joe Morgan passed away.
Okay, first three things I think of with Joe Morgan. One, Big Red Machine, and
Big Red Machine. I can name that whole starting lineup still, yes.
Okay. Big Red Machine, and then obviously he did play for the Phillies for a season, I believe, and the elbow flap.
Yeah,
I remember that. Obviously, he was a member of the 83 team that lost to the Orioles in the World Series. But, okay, so I think of the Big Red Machine, I think of the arm flap, and then I think of one quote, one Joe Morgan quote, and it's negative. But just keep in mind, I mentioned two good things about Joe Morgan, and then I'm going to mention one thing that is not a good reflection. Pat Burrell's on first base, and you got to be careful because he's got really good speed.
Wow, he really said that?
That happened. So somebody gave him some bad information.
Yeah. Do you know what the chicken flap was all about?
What was the chicken flap about?
So for people that didn't know, Joe Morgan was a left-handed hitter. His left arm, he would flap before a pitch would come. When he was young, apparently he kept his elbow down too much, like against his rib cage, when he was hitting. And he had a hitting coach that was like, you got to keep your elbow up, elbow up. So as a reminder, when he went to the plate and a pitch was about to come, he would flap that arm to remind him, all right, keep your elbow up before swinging.
Well, look at that.
Turn into a Hall of Fame career. Some argue maybe the best second baseman ever. Ryan Sandberg might have something to say about that, but he's up there.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up with him on Sunday Night Baseball with
John Miller.
John Miller.
I thought they were a great combo. I love them both.
Pat apparently not. He had nothing to say about that.
Do you not like John Miller?
He didn't like Joe Morgan.
You hate
Joe Morgan? You hate the dead.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Honestly,
why are you the
no
way
RIP
you are?
In your soul?
I put him in the story. I said, we lost a legend.
That's true.
I wasn't a huge fan of the combo. That's all. I know I'm in the minority with that.
Okay.
I know, because a lot of people love that combination.
Look at you.
I wasn't a huge fan. That's all.
I said one misspeak, and you're raining on a guy's whole career.
That's exactly what I was going with.
You jerk.
I hate you.
Right.
All right, last night in the NLCS, the Braves beat the Dodgers 5-1, but the star of the show wasn't anyone on either team. It was Pants. Walker Buehler's Pants, to be exact.
Oh, wow.
Because after three seasons of Mr. Tight Pants, Jake Arrieta getting all the love from our show, Walker Buehler said, hold my Shasta, and one-upped him. Right? Buehler went five innings, giving up one run while striking out seven, which is remarkable because his pants didn't leave much room for any real movement.
On the tight side.
If you head on over to our Twitter account, at 975Mornings, you can see a pic of the pants, but the Dodgers bullpen ended up blowing it. Buehler wasn't in the mood to really discuss his fashion statement after the game.
Hey, Walker. Walker Buehler's pants were trending on Twitter tonight.
Right at the time or place, Michael.
Yeah, grow up, Michael. Grow up.
Yeah, Mike, I got a side. I have to say, who was talking there? Was it the manager?
No, that was Walker Buehler.
Oh, it was Buehler?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was talking to somebody about Buehler, but I agree with Buehler. And not the time and place.
No, too bad. Public forum.
Nah,
you're on TV. You gotta ask the question. Our world is dictated by Twitter and what's trending on it. You gotta ask the question.
I'm with Mark.
Answer the question.
Nah.
I'm with Mark. You have to, because this is a big story.
It is a big story.
No one cares about the game. Everybody cares about this
game. Exactly.
But we mentioned that Jake Arrieta wears tight pants. People tweet us and call us during the show how their wife said, is that a panty line I see? Are you still dancing the tight pants?
In my head, it keeps going. All right, now,
Egan's got moves.
Hannah Kaiser from Yahoo, and this is what we actually retweeted, brought up a great point in Pantsgate. That Buehler's pants weren't just tight, but they were pretty short. They were close to being capris.
They were capri pants,
so after looking at them, do you think the pants were actually Buehler's, or Buehler's pants got ruined and they had to go with an alternative set, somebody else's pants?
I think it's an alternative set. I think it's somebody else's pants, and if they're not, then he is either wearing capri or he's wearing baseball version of yoga pants.
Yeah, they're so tight. They can't be his.
It was uncomfortable to look at.
Yeah, no, it was. All right, now we'll move on to your favorite segment, birthdays. Packed birthday segment today. A lot of good Philadelphia birthdays, too. But we'll start out with an enemy of Philadelphia, Jerry Jones. Now, when Jerry Jones was asked what Jerry Jones wants for his birthday, he immediately said,
I want me some glory hole.
We'll see if he gets it. That'll be on tomorrow's
show.
That's a tease.
Now, what's interesting is that Jerry Jones today, I believe, turns 78. And his face turns 40, so that's
he's
really
78,
good.
But he's telling people that he's 69.
Yes.
You see what I did there?
I see what you
did. Okay, I'll move on. Doc Rivers, it's his birthday.
Hey, welcome aboard, coach.
New Sixers coach.
Very nice.
The second best wide receiver of all time, Jerry Rice.
Second best?
Second best?
You're putting
Travis Fulgham.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good point. I have no counter argument.
I'm not going to argue that.
Cool.
Summer Sanders. I think, did you have a question?
Oh, Jamie dug her.
Big Summer Sanders fan, girl.
Yeah.
Now, did NBA inside stuff.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
And what else? Didn't she do the slime show?
Yeah, so she did Figure It Out on Nickelodeon. That's kind of where I grew up with her, on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, because you don't know sports.
No, I don't.
He doesn't like sports.
No, I try to figure things out.
Yeah,
Mark.
Okay,
I'm sorry. My brain.
Hey, Miss Cousy.
Guys watching NBA shows, losers. It was also a guy named Brian Dawkins' birthday. He was pretty good.
Brian Dawkins. Absolutely. So Doc Rivers and Brian Dawkins and Jerry Rice all in one day.
And the Todd father, Todd Harriman's. Our good
man, we once had in studio read the back of a box of cereal.
Yeah, that was riveting radio.
They got the ladies hot.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
I was unaware of that.
Yeah, it happened. It was actually your box of cereal because nobody else has cereal around here.
Yeah.
Oh, I got the big box today. I went all
it's a double box, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why I don't have any money in my wallet.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Yes. So this is how much Pat Egan has invaded the Cooney household, in that grocery shopping on Saturday, going down the cereal aisle. You know, I have four kids, so there's a lot of cereal eating in the house.
Sure.
Cereal, boom, cereal, boom, cereal, boom. Oh, does Pat need some Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
What? Oh,
I turned and said, what?
Nice. Now, that is a foxhole. Did he buy it? No, but the fact that he thought about it,
no,
that's a foxhole.
It wasn't me.
It was Donna?
Oh, that was Donna.
Yeah.
Donna. Now, the real question is, did she get you any pie?
No personal questions.
And we'll move on to today.
Let the boy watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll move on to today in history.
Yeah.
In 1984, we lost an all-timer as George High Pockets Kelly, who apparently played baseball and was really good at it because he's in the Hall of Fame. All High Pockets passed away. So pour one out for High Pockets.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Well, you know what low pocket, like short arms, low pockets, it means you never pay for anything.
Uh-huh. I was unaware of that.
Mike Kern.
I was unaware.
Oh,
wow.
But, I'm just teasing. But, so I would assume high pockets means he was quick to pay the bill. Boom. His pockets were right there. He grabbed the money, paid the bill.
I don't know. I mean, I'm with you, Mark. I've never heard of this guy. He's in the Hall of Fame, so
yeah, but we don't know sports.
He's pretty good. Yeah, we're not a sports show. But with that said, I include him because we always make fun of the nicknames in baseball.
Right.
And I thought, how high do the pockets need to be where they actually make a nickname for you of high pockets?
No, but hold on a second.
George, not Hot Pockets.
No, I am looking at his baseball reference page. And, full name, George Lang Kelly.
Yeah, George Kelly.
Yeah.
But everyone calls him Old High Pockets.
But, officially, where it has his name, it just says High Pockets Kelly.
Well,
usually it's that's under the nickname thing, but that's, his given name, it seems like.
It was his rap name.
He went to a court of law and got it changed.
Yeah, he retired in 1932 with the Brooklyn Dodgers, I believe. Brooklyn Dodgers.
So. Yeah, well, he passed away in 84, but we pour one out for High Pockets.
All right.
And in 1993, Tommy Green defeated Greg Maddux in Game 6. The Phillies ended up winning the NLCS.
I was at that game.
Wow.
And that...
There's one news story that you missed.
Is all.
No, it's not.
No.
Apparently not.
No.
Hold up. What do you got?
Apparently, due to COVID, one of the most historic sites in all the world had been closed. A little place in the mountaintops in Peru, a place I've been, Machu Picchu.
Well, that was a humble brag if I ever was one. I mean, I can barely afford to go to King of Prussia, and you're sitting here bragging about going to Peru.
I'm sorry.
You say banging?
Anyway.
You don't want to talk.
We're talking about pie? So, here you go. We're talking about Machu Picchu. Apparently, they're only opening it to Japanese tourists that have been on hold, basically on a waiting list for the last 7 months to go see it. So, the Japanese tourists are going to have it all to themselves for a long time.
All right. So, you've been. I got
crazy altitude sick.
Is it worth it?
It's awesome. If you're like a fan of any history and just being lost in a culture,
yeah. If you're a person,
well, no. Some people just hate traveling or don't care about history and whatever. To each their own.
I mean, I'm not a huge traveling guy.
Yeah.
I mean, partly because I can't afford it, but also I don't. There's nothing there for me to go see really, other than Machu Picchu, I guess. But, the movie Everest kind of scared me off of mountains that high.
I went to Lake Titicaca, and that was cool. The trout was delicious. It was the only good meal I had in Peru for 8 days, but whatever.
What did you go to Peru for?
Just to go to Machu Picchu and hang out.
Oh, just to hang out.
Yeah, just to say hi.
Had a weekend.
Say hello.
Had a long weekend.
It's like me when I'd hit down to South Philly with my kid and text Jamie. I'm like, hey, you want
to
hang out?
Like when Pat goes to 9th Street. That's a vacation.
And then true. Jamie would never answer.
Yeah.
And you're just going to Peru.
Yeah.
Must be nice, one percenter. And that...
Is it?
Is that... Do I have any more stories?
No, you're done. Yeah, I think you're done.
Am I done?
I think you're done.
Bob?
All right, you're done. Yeah, the one I was going to give, I don't feel like giving. So, yeah, you're done.
Wow. Can I hit it?
And I said no.
Yeah, you can hit it.
And that...
Permission granted.
That's all it takes.
Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.